Culture 4, page 109. Listening. Listen to a report on Sherlock Holmes. Then choose the correct answer.
I'm standing near the home of Sherlock Holmes at 221B Baker Street in London. There's quite an impressive statue here of Holmes, but I haven't come just to look at the statue. An important ceremony is taking place here today. The Royal Society of Chemistry is giving Sherlock Holmes an award called an Honorary Fellowship. What does it mean? Well, an Honorary Fellowship is one of the highest awards a scientist can hope for. It's given for great achievements in the field of chemistry. Only the best scientists in the world receive this honor. But there's one difference this time. Sherlock Holmes is a fictional character, not a real scientist. He doesn't exist, and never did. However, there is an explanation. Sherlock Holmes used chemistry in order to solve crimes years before this was done in real life. Some of his methods included analysing footprints, fingerprints, tobacco ash, blood, and paper. John Watson, a member of the Royal Society of Chemistry, says, and I quote, "Sherlock Holmes was way beyond his time in using chemistry and chemical sciences as a means of cracking crime. Thanks to this science, today more crimes are solved than ever before." True, but a detective from a novel? The Society's chief executive explained that Holmes is so much a part of British culture that it seems as though he really exists. He has become part of our culture through books, films, radio and television, and we feel we know him personally. Sherlock Holmes and his use of forensic detection is an inspiration to all those today who use science to fight crime.